Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Michael Custers, VP of Marketing at Northgate Arinzo, a global HR software and services provider. Michael, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, good afternoon.
So, Michael, Northgate Arinzo was actually cited by SAP's John Wookie the other week when he was outlining SAP's on-demand strategy. And Northgate Arinzo is a partner that's developing an on-demand HR application for Business Suite customers, which I believe is called Eureka. And perhaps just to start off, can you tell us what sort of an HR application is that? Is it the sort of talent management application we see quite a lot of in the software as a service arena, or does it extend into online transactional HR as well?
Well, Eureka, which means I found it in Greek, by the way, is the sort of HR solution which encompasses both the administrative HR processes, which you know as personnel administration, payroll, organizational management, and time management, and it combines that with talent management functions such as recruitment, learning and development, and succession planning, in order to deliver an integrated HR solution which combines both HR administration with talent management. It can also be deployed on demand and as a BPO service.
Right, okay. So you've got this on hybrid on-demand or on-premise deployment model.
Yeah, correct. So basically, we first deployed Eureka in 2002 as a BPO service, and then we moved. You know, last year we started developing this and we released Eureka on demand earlier this year as an on-demand service, you know, as a software as a service application, which is a very interesting angle because we actually are very used to the whole service aspect of delivering HR services and HR transactions. So we have this combined business model of BPO and on-demand.
Yes, I mean, I think that's one of the things that's interesting about what you've done, because this on-demand software functionality really was originally built out as an extension to the BPO offering. So you've come from a business services background, whereas a lot of software as a service vendors are actually software people who really started to offer the software as a service and have to start to get used to the whole services business model, whereas it's one that you're very familiar with.
Absolutely. And, you know, the whole playing field of statement of works and SLAs is really in the DNA of our company. So we're very much used to that. There are a couple of differences between BPO and on-demand. You know, you could very easily define BPO as outsourcing technology and the complete process, including the responsibility for the end result, whereas on-demand is really about outsourcing technology only. And if you can really play around with those two models, you get a very interesting picture because you can actually fulfill different customer needs using different technology deployment models.
Right, and does that mean you could have customers that might be using different deployment models in different parts of their business or in different territories?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could actually say, I have geography one where I want to deploy the solution on demand and another geography where I want to deploy it as a BPO service. Or you could even switch it around and have and divide it per process level. So saying we want to do payroll and personnel administration from a BPO perspective and deploy the talent management functionality as a service. So this flexibility is really built into the solution.
Well, and of course, integration between the on-premise and the on-demand is an issue. And it's something that John Wookie talked about in his presentation as part of SAP's on-demand strategy, the concept of people being able to turn on an on-demand application, but it's already inheriting all of the policy and the setup from the on-premise implementation so that they don't have to reconfigure everything in order to get started and using the software application.
Yeah, and the interesting thing there is that we actually took the core data model and the core functionality of SAP HCM, which is very rich and very elaborate and which has a wealth of, you know, or a very long track record, basically, and we enriched that with multi-tenancy capabilities and pre-configuration with an interaction layer and various deployment options. So basically, that allows us to bridge this gap between on-premise, on-demand, BPO, and be really flexible and almost play around with various deployment options of a single technology backbone in order to come to this very hybrid environment.
And is this, I mean, how do you see this product? Do you see this product as really extending what you offer into the software business and being a software product in its own right? Or is it more really an on-ramp for your BPO services?
Well, it can basically be both. Some of our customers could look at it as an extension. Suppose you've got a good basis of administrative HR services on an SAP platform. Suppose that's just a personnel administration and payroll, and you want to extend it towards talent management. Then that is an option. Another option is actually to just start from scratch and use on demand in order to apply a more uniform technology layer and replace different buckets of technology which you already would have in the business. Now, both options are really clear possibilities.
Now, of course, one of the things we associate with the on-demand model is this concept of pay-as-you-go and almost being able to use on-demand as capabilities as a top-up. And that's a slightly different setup from the traditional contract environment or BPO where it's typically sort of multi-year contracts people are talking about. So does this, I mean, do you think companies are going to start being a little bit more flexible in the way that they use BPO services, or is it not going to go into the sort of pay-by-the-drink model that we're seeing in some of the software-as-a-service applications?
Well, I think there, if you compare in terms of payment models, if you compare BPO with on-demand, there's a big similarity, there's a big difference. Big similarity is that both BPO and on-demand support the pay-as-you-go or the top-up model, where you actually have a payment model or an invoicing model which is based on a per-employee basis. A difference between BPO and on-demand is that typically with on-demand contracts, the contract length would be a bit shorter compared to BPO. So there's a difference, there's a similarity.
Right, okay. So there is the ability to effectively scale up and scale down the extent to which you're using the service in relation to the number of employees that you've got on staff, for example, but within the context of a more long-term contract.
Yes, exactly. So imagine you've got a BPO arrangement in place for 5 to 7 years, and you can actually add on recruitment functionality on a 2 to 3 year basis onto that. And imagine you would even have a very special assignment where you would want to onboard an additional 200 factory workers for a factory in China. That can be even an additional RPO service, recruitment process outsourcing service on top of that. So basically the combination of these different delivery models, and by combining these, you get into a very, very interesting world when it comes to delivering HR services.
Right, and a great deal of additional flexibility as well for your customers, I would imagine. So, well, thank you. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been talking with Michael Custers, VP of Marketing at Northgate Arinso. Michael, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Phil.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.